couple of years ago, Nina and I got our first Alexa devices. We got the big Amazon Alexa unit, whatever, in our living room, and been using that. And it's kind of expanded a little bit to now I think we have maybe four or five of them throughout the house. We use them for various things. And we kind of now in that ecosystem, as far as that, I even have it on my smartphone, the A-Lady app. A lot of times I was thinking, maybe we could actually use this while I'm on a computer. It'd be kind of useful to be able to access some of the skills and some of the information it provides while I'm working on my computer. Especially useful if you have a computer that has a microphone on it so you can actually do the voice response. So in Windows 10, most people are familiar with the Microsoft Store. And if you're not, you could just go into hit the Windows key, go into search and type in store, and it'll take you to the Microsoft Store. We could actually download Windows apps. And if you search in a store for Alexa for PC, you could download that right from the App Store. It's a free download. And it's a very quick, small download, as most of the modern apps in the App Store are. And once you install it, you log into it, and it'll ask you for your Amazon account name, which is usually your email address and your password. Now, there's one caveat here. Is that when I logged in, I was fine with the username, but when I tried to put my password in with JAWS, it kept bouncing me out of that password field. So I eventually got frustrated, shut off JAWS, turned on Narrator, and put my password in with Narrator. And after that, it was fine. I could switch back to JAWS. And that's only a one-shot thing. So, and I've seen that happen in other places. For instance, in some cases, if you try to log on to Exchange Server and Outlook, sometimes you get bounced out of the password field. But so I don't necessarily think that's specific to this app, but just as a heads up that you may have that trouble. So what this app does is it allows you to turn your PC into another Amazon device, and you could use the wake word. It responds the same way as an Amazon device would physically. And the nice thing about it is that if you're away from home on your laptop, all the skills that you normally subscribe to work just as well as if you were actually on your home network in your physical device. For instance, if you have a skill to turn lights on or a skill to check your alarm system, that type of thing, all of that will work as well. And the important part about this is that the Alexa app must be running at all times. You could minimize it. It doesn't have to be in the forefront, but it has to be running. And I'm going to do a little screen sharing now and show you the app real quick. Rick, I'm going to Alt-Tab over to the Alexa app.
Zoom to Alexa. Alexa, push the talk button to activate.
This is a very simple app, and I'm just going to tab through it to actually show you what some of the controls are. And you really don't really have to interact with this at all. Once it's just running, it's kind of running. But if you want to, you can.
Do not just push the talk button to activate.
So the first button here is push to talk. So for instance, if you don't want to use the A-Lady wake word, if you want to turn it off, you could hit the push to talk, then ask it like, what is today's date or something like that. And you could do it that way as well.
Do not disturb toggle switch button.
Next button is what's called do not disturb. That will actually kind of like put it to sleep so it's not working. I should have probably done that when I kept using the A-Lady before.
Wake word toggle switch button to activate, press space bar.
Wake word just turns off the wake word.
List box, home, 107.
And then if you tab one more time, there's a list of things. And these are basically all like the Amazon settings that you would see in your app.
Music, smart home, free, communicate, things to try, 507. Yeah. Settings, help and feedback.
This app, you really do not have to even interact with it at all. You could just use the wake word. You could actually minimize it and it'll still work. And I'm going to do that right now.
Windows D, folder view list.
And my wake word is the A-Lady word. So I could say, Alexa, what is today's date?
Notification from Alexa, listening picture. Notification from
today's
Alexa,
Saturday,
listening picture.
Today is Saturday, December 12th.
And you probably didn't hear that, but it did say today is Saturday, December 12th. Anything that you could do on your physical, A-Lady devices, you pretty much do here. Alexa, shuffle songs.
Notification from Alexa, listening picture.
Olivia Newton-John.
Shuffling songs by Olivia Newton-John on Amazon Music.
Alexa, Alexa, folder view list view, Outlook 28033, to move to item view the arrow key, to enter the selected item press F2. New notification from Alexa, listening picture.
Alexa, what is the weather in
Los notification
Angeles?
Notification from Alexa, listening picture.
Right now in Los Angeles, California, it's 60 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly cloudy skies. Throughout the day you can expect more of the same, with a high of 66 degrees and a low of 47 degrees.
It's not in my foreground, I'm focused on a desktop. But it will work anywhere. You don't have to have it as a foreground app, but it does have to be running. And it minimizes it to the the taskbar doesn't do it to a system tray. You could actually do that with a third-party app. But so that's about it. That's all I wanted to show you. I wanted to show how simplistic this was and how easy it is. And it adds a little bit of functionality to your laptop.
I noticed that every time you use the word, it said listening picture, right? There's something like that. Is there a way to get it not to say that?
Yeah, there's a setting that actually lets you turn off the bonks. It lets you turn off the feedback. And yeah, it's in those settings that I was up and down narrowing through. There's a whole lot of things. Right now I have everything turned on. So like, for instance, Alexa, what is today's date?
Notification from Alexa, listening picture.
Today is Saturday, December 12th.
So you could turn off all that stuff you heard before it say it's Saturday, December 12th. And actually even after it, all that stuff can be turned.
Yeah, because it says a listening picture. And I don't care about the sounds, but I would rather turn that off.
That's like the notification. You could turn off the notifications in. Yeah,
that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
And you can shop on it also on that Windows version of it?
You can, yes, yeah.
Can you get it to search for stuff for you? Or do you have to go to Amazon, search for whatever you want, and then ask her to shop it?
Anything that you purchased previously, you could just say, the product name, it'll buy it for you. And you could search for things that it kind of has as Amazon specials and basics. Some of the third-party stuff you cannot search for. And that's really not, has nothing to do with the fact that it's on a PC version. That's just the way shopping kind of works on the devices.
Okay, so I had a question. Frank, what was the search term you used to find it in the store?
In the store, you want to do Alexa for PC.
One of the reasons why I like Alexa is that you can get web-based stuff on your PC. You don't have to have a smartphone. A lot of the other devices is either a smartphone or no access. I want to make sure you knew about a website called blueprints.alexa.com. This allows you to customize the skills. There's a lot of skills that you can customize, but you can't write the skills on the regular Alexa website. You got to use this one called blueprints.alexa.com, and it gives you much more functionality. I just found out that if you order stuff on Amazon, you can say, Alexa, where's my stuff? And it'll tell you when it's going to get delivered and so on. So that's a nice.
So what Jeffrey was talking about is blueprints, and that's the Alexa or Amazon functionality that lets you kind of script and write macros for certain skills. So you can link them together and customize it. So maybe that's a hint. If anybody would like to demo that, that would be a great presentation.